Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Plant Quarantine Inspection Branch is Jamaica's first line of defense in ensuring that the highest quality of pest-free cut flowers and fresh produce are exported from and imported into the island. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Household expenditure survey. What kind of digging up people business thing this now?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is collecting information on how Jamaicans spend in order to better help us understand the economy.
So, like, what kind of information do you want?
Information on things you spend on, like groceries, bills, clothing, even phone credit. It's all relevant, so save your receipts. And not to worry, your information will only be seen by us and treated confidentially. So remember now, save your receipts.
All right, more running away me sooner next time.
A message from Statin.
The Plant Quarantine Inspection Branch, a unit of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, is responsible for ensuring that harmful pests and diseases do not enter the country and only the highest quality pest-free produce is exported. Chief Plant Quarantine Inspector Sunil Wilson says the unit works to prevent entry of foreign bodies that decrease production and productivity levels as well as agricultural yields.
Essentially, we prevent insects, snails, fungus, bacteria, viruses that affect plants from actually entering the country. And if it does enter, then we prevent it from actually being established, therefore preventing it from affecting our agricultural production.
Another function of the unit is to grant export permits and certification.
So we ensure that our agricultural produce, when it does leave Jamaica, is of the highest quality, looking at the physical nature of it, and of course it is also pest-free, because like us, other countries do not want exotic or quarantine pests that they don't have in their country and can cause devastating impact on their agricultural produce to actually come into their country.
Ms. Wilson says under the World Trade Organization's Sanitary and Phytosanitary Agreement, national plant protection organizations around the world ensure that plants that are traded are free from pests.
We conduct what are called port of entry inspection and port of exit inspection. But before we carry out that inspection, we say to persons, you must get a permit. Why? Because there can be a particular country that has an outbreak of a disease that we cannot take a particular agricultural produce from because of the pest status of that country.
Chief Plant Quarantine Inspector Sunil Wilson. Some agricultural items that do not require an import permit include frozen fruits and vegetables, shredded vegetables, canned fruits and vegetables, dried fruits and vegetables, as well as powdered and processed material. Only under special conditions are potted plants allowed into the island. They must be bare-rooted, unrooted cuttings or seedlings in liners or small pots. Finished plants and plants in soil or other growing media are not allowed. Citrus plants, plant parts and fruits, coffee plants and berries, banana and plant and suckers and fruits, coconut seeds and plants and palms are banned from being imported due to the threat they pose to the agriculture sector. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Cat no met no dog. Translation, cats do not produce dogs. And this means children are likely to follow in their parents' footsteps. You'll reap the harvest of whatever seeds you sow.
The JCDC has a competition for everybody. Ladies, sign up for the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen by February 24 for your chance to become a cultural ambassador. For those talented in the kitchen, make sure you sign up for the Culinary Arts Competition by March 10. Writers, here is your chance. Sign up by April 28 for the Jamaica Creative Writing Competition. And calling all dancers, the World Reggae Dance Championship is here. Enter by June 23. Millions to be won in cash and prizes. Check jcdc.gov.jm and social media.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.